It's time for the bald and the beautiful. All the gossip and news from Nashville to Hollywood on My Country 96.1.
Shall we start with Elizabeth Taylor and the passing of Elizabeth Taylor? Congestive heart failure, 79 years old yesterday. She passed away, and of course, National Velvet. Elizabeth Taylor was 12 years old, had a big breakout moment in 1944. She was in a couple of Lassie movies, won two Best Actress Oscars for Butterfield 8 and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And just an amazing career from Elizabeth Taylor. And, you know, Cleopatra, Candy.
Yes.
Was the role that really made her into a sex symbol.
Well, she was the highest paid actor at that time.
Yeah, $1 million. First star ever to make $1 million for a movie.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And listen, she was married 8 times to 7 different men.
Yes, she was.
And, you know, some of it wasn't all that good.
You know what I admire most about her, though?
What?
Even though she did all these wonderful things.
Yes.
She had 4 children.
Yes.
We never heard one thing about
them. That's true.
We barely saw a photograph of them.
That's true.
Do you know she has 10 grandchildren?
And nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I think so.
The one thing she, you know, you could rip on her a little bit, Candy, she stole Eddie Fisher from Debbie Reynolds. You remember that?
Well, you know, you can't be stolen unless you want to be.
I suppose so. And her first husband, Conrad Hilton, was Paris Hilton's granduncle, kid.
Yes, and that only lasted 9 months.
Yes,
so.
And she did many, many great things for AIDS charities.
So much.
And Turner Classic Movies will do a 24-hour Elizabeth Taylor marathon Sunday, April 10th.
Look forward to that.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
To Nashville, Sarah Evans' album, Stronger, is number one again for 2 weeks in a row.
Well, good for her.
Taylor Swift in London and the UK doing all her tour stuff. She visited the Abbey Road Studios, where the Beatles had made all their great hits.
I'd like to see that, too.
Pretty cool stuff. Sugarland is on American Idol tonight. And you know, Casey James from last year. You like Casey James. He is on tour with Sugarland right now.
I love that.
Yeah, and he's giving them advice. It's pretty funny. They had a conversation about, you know, Sugarland's like, hey, Casey, you know, give us some advice about performing on Idol. And he said, you know, just pick the right song. So Jennifer Nettles said, what if we do a Whitney Houston song? And then Christian said, no, let's do an Aerosmith song. Because, you know, Steven Tyler.
Right.
And then Casey said, listen, you should probably just stick to Stuck Like Glue or Little Miss. That would probably work best. Lindsay Lohan has officially informed prosecutors that they can stick it. She's not doing a plea deal. She's taking it to trial.
Well, first of all, if she does a plea deal, she will go to jail.
Right.
So she might as well take a chance.
Agreed. Let's creep you out a little bit. We keep telling you about the Tiger Woods situation, where he's dating a 22-year-old who used to live next to him when she was like 7.
He knew her since she's 7 years old. So creepy.
Us Weekly says she used to make him crayon drawings.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now what's she drawing on?
Jessica Biel wastes no time. I love this. She is out doing a movie in Louisiana, and her co-star is Gerard Butler.
Yum.
That's the way to get back in the game there.
But isn't he married?
Oh, they've been hanging out.
Oh.
No,
it's... I'm thinking of the other guy.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
He's not married.
You're thinking of Hugh Jackman.
I don't know who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but Gerard Butler and
he's
her
free.
Have been very cozy.
Well, good for her.
And no doubt, Gwen Stefani has donated $1 million to the relief effort in Japan. But specifically, she gave it to the Save the Children's Emergency Fund. She did not give it to the Red Cross or anything. She gave it to the Save the Children's Emergency Fund for the kids, Candy. And on NoDoubt.com, she's going to have a special t-shirt made where you can buy it and all the money goes to Japan as well.
Candy. I love that and I love her.
Tonight, American Idol results. Sugarland is on. Jennifer Hudson as well. 8 o'clock on Fox. CBS and TBS have the NCAA tournament tonight. The Office, Grey's Anatomy tonight, Man vs. Wild finale, and Candy, the third season finale of Jersey Shore tonight.
I hope it's the last.
If you would like to check that out, I'm assuming there'll be other seasons coming.
Ugh.
It is the most watched cable show on TV.
So sad.
As we speak. There's your Bald and the Beautiful. We do it weekdays 6, 10, and 8, 10. We post it at LIcountry.com on the Fathead and Candy Jock page. And Party Marty later on. Yes, he's got your dinner dish at 5:45. Everything from Nashville to Hollywood.